I think it would take forever, quite frankly. I mean, it already takes forever, but it would take two times forever.
Yeah.
But there's people I know that have stacked up numerous buff wheels next to one another, and sometimes they use the floppier ones, mm-hmm. which, again, are too soft. But, you know, there's many ways to polish.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It looks like it'd be hard to get to because it is so big into little intricate areas and around, you know, different trim pieces and stuff. It's like it would be hard.
There's no question. You would always have to have, you know, a DeWalt type polisher for other little areas. And we even have these little things we put on air tools to get into nooks and crannies.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, Keith, for sending that in. That's the only current question we had this week, but I think I have some old ones here that I don't know that we've gone over. So let's just go over them. So that's your cue, everybody, to email us your questions. Go to thevap.com, use the Contact Us page there, or questions at thevap.com, or give us a call. 707-533-4VAP. So let's go ahead with this question from Ryan. Ryan says, I'm brand new to the whole Airstream world, but last week I bought a 71 International Land Yacht 27-foot, and I gutted it over the weekend. I'm pouring through the podcast and the forums and learning as much as I can. Thanks so much for making this great information possible. I have two pretty basic questions about tanks. First, absent any obvious leaking, is there any reason to suspect that the existing black tank or fresh tank are unsound or unsanitary? Are there any tests that I should run while everything is exposed, or can I assume that they're usable unless I find some glaring evidence that they are not? So that's his first question.
Well, we know the whole word assume.
Yeah.
And I have assumed things in the past and been stung. So it's 71 Overlander, correct?
That is correct. 27-foot, yep.
Okay. So basically, it's got the freshwater tank is underneath the floor just forward of the axles. And it hangs below the belly pan by about an inch or so, something like that. Well, we've taken a lot of those tanks out, and that's the fresh tank. And we've taken some out that were cracked. I've taken some out that had cracks in the top and had remains of animals or remains of their abode nest on top of the tank. So their excrement managed to make its way through the crack into the tank. I was taking some of these tanks out where the fresh tank was actually dirtier inside than the black tank. So yeah. I suggest everybody that has this era of trailer, I mean really any of them, you know, because they are a clear tank or translucent anyway. If you drop the tank out the bottom, you know, there's a bracket you can take off and lower the there's a big piece of plywood, 1-inch plywood, and that you lower down and take the tank out of there, and you can flush it, you can put bleach in there. You'll be really kind of surprised what the inside of this thing looks like, and go like, oh my god, I can't believe I even brushed my teeth using whatever came out of there. So
nice.
What we've been doing is converting them into gray tanks. So they're a pretty sizable gray tank, and then we put a fresh tank inside the trailer, typically just ahead of the gaucho up front.
So on your trailer, regular people who have their restored trailers, what kind of maintenance should they do on that? Because I noticed if I pull mine up and look at it, you know, mine's a new tank, or it's, you know, not new anymore, what, 8 years old. But, you know, you end up getting, like on my vent tube and stuff, there's, you know, mildew growing in there. Just from being moisture, you know, and the heat.
That must be a California thing.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I mean, I do bleach treatments and stuff. It's hard to get it in the overflow tubes, but you know, So what do you recommend on that? Once a year, twice a year? What do you do?
We do it every year.
Every year?
Yeah. And